We're both new here, relatively. Josh is relatively. I'm not relatively, just straight up new. But I think this may be one of the first times that we've ever had the Wendy Williams show on in studio.
Finally, I've got some autonomy over the TV, and I just really enjoy Wendy Williams and her whole vibe.
We turned on Fox because there's a college basketball game that's starting in 12 minutes. Purdue and Illinois, two top 25 teams in Champaign, should be rocking and rolling. So we wanted to get some pregame coverage, and in order to do that, it's the Wendy Williams show today. I wonder if she'll give her full breakdown of Boilermakers and Illini.
Oh, she's got picks. I guarantee it.
I would, she definitely
is. Hosting the show? I know that she's had some health problems.
I have no idea.
You don't follow Wendy Williams?
Well, I was wondering what happens at 11 o'clock on Fox every day anyway.
Feels like a low-level judge show.
I was going to say definitely a judge show. Maybe the judge shows don't start until like 2 or 3.
Feels like a Judge Mathis time slot.
If anybody has Big Fox on at 11 o'clock at their office, or if you're listening from home, please let us know what normally happens during this time. I'm sure the network is quite happy to have a college basketball game on. Quite happy.
Let's see. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., this is from TVGuide.com. It just says local programming from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So they don't even care to put it in the listings.
Local programming. I don't know.
They'll figure it out. It'll be something.
You guys got 6 hours. Come up with something. That's basically what they told me. It's like, here's 4 hours. Go.
And I'm proud to say we fill at least 3 of those hours.
That's exactly right. It does not appear to be Wendy Williams on the Wendy Williams show.
Oh, that's too bad. Former Mad TV cast member Vanessa Mitchell on the left.
There you go. So we'll.
You too young to remember Mad TV?
No, I remember Mad TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's always good. We want to set that. We want to set that line. How young is he? What? Are you too young to remember that? That is a question that I've been asked many, many times.
Okay.
In my youth.
So it's a fair assumption to make.
It is. Completely fair. For the fifth time this year, Ryan Nemhard, Big East Freshman of the Week. I love it when that, you know, they have to give out the Freshman of the Week every week in the conference. And there was a semi-controversial one a few weeks ago in the Big Ten with Bryce McGowan's. Bryce McGowan's didn't really do much, but there weren't any games really because it was winter break. So he had one game where he had 20 points, and they're like, yeah, Freshman of the Week. Alexis Markowski is racking up Freshman of the Week honors in the Big Ten and on the women's side. I assume she'll do so again today. Well, you get settled on a couple people, and then you kind of just rotate through. That's kind of how it goes. So Ryan Nemhard already 5 times a Freshman of the Week in the Big East. Tony tweeted us at Happer Show. He says, some show called The Real on at 11 a.m., but
okay.
Mari is on the CW.
Okay. Well, that's where you go. That's what you're going to watch at 11 o'clock if you're home, is Maury Povich.
Absolutely.
The Real is like a knockoff of The View.
Gotcha. Wow. The View. They are visionaries.
I've angered a tweeter.
Oh, really?
Yes. I put up a poll at Happer Show, which team looked the best this NFL Super Wild Card weekend. I gave you 3 choices, the Bills, the Bucks, and the Chiefs, because those 3 teams look pretty good.
Yeah, I thought that, I mean, I would have distilled it down to that, too.
Niners fan is mad that I did not put the Niners up there.
Mm.
I watched the Niners come woefully close to losing that game.
We had 5 winners,
mm-hmm.
and I thought those 3 looked a heck of a lot more dangerous than the other 2.
Now, that was a road win. tweeter is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Any road win in the playoffs is impressive.
Buffalo, Tampa, Kansas City. Buffalo currently getting 83% of the vote, by the way.
Feel like a competent team would have beaten the Niners yesterday?
They look, the energy for that game was fantastic. That this is part of the reason why I didn't watch any of the Nickelodeon broadcast.
I never got around to it.
It felt like at times that maybe I was with how Tony Romo kind of was just being and just kind of, oh, this is the biggest bone of the game.
He does have the energy of a child.
This
yes.
is the biggest thing I've ever seen. Like I said, I kind of appreciate that. But that game felt really intense to me. And I wasn't sure. I didn't even check to see if the Nickelodeon broadcast was doing a good job at conveying that. You know? Because it felt really big, and it was too kind of iconic. Like, last year when we did this, it was Bears-Saints.
Yeah.
And it felt like a foregone conclusion, kind mm-hmm. of, almost. And I checked it out.
Wow, the Bears made the playoffs last year.
One thing that, yes, that's true. I forget that that's a playoff game, but it was a playoff game as recently as last year. One thing that they definitely do on the Nickelodeon broadcast that I've heard about now is they have no problem. The kids have no problem roasting whoever's out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't care.
You know, kids say the darndest things type of stuff.
Yeah.
Did you see how they signed off? Like, as literally as their broadcast was ending?
No.
You know, they're putting the credits up on the bottom of the screen, like sure. copyright, NFL, all that stuff. They put devil horns and a mad face over Mike McCarthy. Just a tough. Perfect encapsulation of what I'm sure he was feeling at the time.
Tough day for him. Yeah, I saw right at the beginning, everybody was tweeting out the videos of the slime explosions. There was a slime, like, box. Did anybody get put in the slime box?
Yes, one of the Niners players, I forget who, but there was a post-game sliming.
Cool.
It went way better than the Mayo bath. The Duke's Mayo people need to get a contraption similar to this.
The Duke's Mayo people were interested, yeah. as I saw on Twitter on yesterday.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they tweeted out an eyeball emoji immediately when they saw it.
Sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think this is going to happen. If it can be done, then we're interested. No, but I didn't get around to it. That game felt really big, and I was worried about how Nickelodeon was going to convey the magnitude of the game. And then it turned out to be a really stupid game, full of penalties and turnovers and bad coaching and punts hitting a scoreboard and the sun getting in the windows. Like, it was really, when you throw it all together, a pretty stupid football game, which probably would have worked great for Nickelodeon. I'd be curious to hear the reviews of it today.
Dak deciding at the 25, I have to slide. The time does not matter. The yard line is what matters more.
Right.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe you hand the ball.
But what do you do
to the official?
Yes,
here you go, sir.
Well, that was one of the things that I had heard from NFL people over the last 24 hours here. Like, in that situation, you're really hurt by the fact that your quarterback had the ball in his hands because he's not used to handing the ball to the officials.
Okay.
Wide receivers and running backs are.
Okay, that actually makes sense.
I thought so too. Now, it doesn't erase the fact that you shouldn't have ran a draw at all. I mean, you could. What's the difference taking two shots at the end zone at the 40 and one shot at the end zone at the 25?
I feel like it's not Ben Roethlisberger quarterback in the Cowboys. Yeah. It's Dak Prescott. He's got a good arm. You want to get to right. the
like you'd
the
rather,
30, the 35.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
You'd rather have it at the 25. Obviously, you wanted to get every yard you could out of it. But
do you want it as close as the 25? I mean.
Yeah, maybe there's an argument for that, too.
Less real estate.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, honestly, and we have hindsight now because of the way it turned out, two shots at the 40 would have been just fine, and they would have had that. So, really weird. Or you could have just got out of bounds, you know. But They decided to utilize the middle of the field. And I, if I remember correctly, the whole time Romo was like yelling, like, this is okay, this is okay, this is okay. And then the time ran out and hit zero. And it was like, oh, I can't believe it.
Yes, he did seem shocked that the clock ran out.
Well, that's what happens after. After two, it goes to one. And after one, it goes to zero. So, yes, very weird NFL wildcard weekend. And we'll come back. We'll talk about this next. But instant replay is, you know, instant replay slash officiating. I'd like to talk about this a little bit and just my general thoughts on it. You'll get to know me a little bit. This is kind of one of my things. Instant replay and the effect it hit that it has on officiating. And we see it crop up at just about every turn in the sport, both college and the NFL. So we'll talk about that a little bit next as we get underway in the sports day, by the way, right after the MyPillow commercial. Yeah.
Wow.
Illinois and Purdue. Andre Curbelo back after plenty of sideline antics over the last couple weeks, back from a concussion. So a top 25 matchup to start our day. Well, let's talk a little bit about the officiating and some of the stuff that went into that. We'll do that next here at the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.